Time now for my unsung hero, our series from the team at the Hidden Brain podcast. My unsung hero tells the stories of people whose kindness left a lasting impression on someone else. Today's story comes from Natalie Cook. A few months ago, Cook took her 2-year-old foster daughter to the park. The little girl was born prematurely, and she uses a walker to get around, and these kind of outings can be stressful. Cook never knows how the other kids will react.
Some kids will run off with her walker, or they just stare at her. This time we went to the park, she was just running around like she normally did with her walker, going from equipment to equipment, swinging, having a good time as she does, and a little boy ran up to her and just said, what's wrong with her? And I literally had no idea what to say. I froze. I wasn't sure how to explain her disability to an adult, let alone a child. And I just told him, well, she was just born tiny, and she's just taking a while to catch up. So the little boy, he said, okay. He ran off to play with his friends. And then a few minutes later, he came back, and he started playing with my daughter. He was pushing her on the swing. He was bringing her walker to her. And then he started to even pick up on the sign language I was using to ask her if she wanted to keep swinging or to get done. And then he started to get all of his friends to be involved as well. He started telling them as well about her disability and what she could do, not what she couldn't do. And he was like a proud little mom. He said, look what she can do. She was born really tiny and she's trying to walk. And before I knew it, the playground was cheering her along. They were all learning the sign language to go along with her. They were asking questions, helping her up the slides. And I was just in awe because I never seen anything like this at the park. And my heart was just so full. My friend looked over at me and she said, I have goosebumps. He saw past her disability and just saw that she was a child that, just another kid to him, and he could include her. It was just a really sweet moment to know there's still kids out there like that, and my daughter's going to be in good hands as she gets older.
Natalie Cook lives in the Chicago suburbs. You can find more stories of unsung heroes and learn how to submit your own at hiddenbrain.org.